United States is at its most divided since the days of the Civil War. Gun violence and a plague that most of the world has already handled runs rampant in the streets. Only one man can save America. Kanye West, yes. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us each week wherever you find good podcasts, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. The United States under siege by a merciless campaign to wipe out its history, defame its heroes, erase its values, and unleash waves of violent crime in its cities, among other things. Trump's Rushmore speech on the eve of Independence Day illustrated a dystopic and terrifying future due to the threat of far-left fascism. It was a speech, a time and a place that could not have been more designed to spark divisions in an already divided America. Did we see anything new in terms of election strategy, Ed?
The election strategy apparently is to lose. You don't lose when elections on either side, the far left or the far right. It's the middle that you have to conquer. And he's just destroying the middle, and he's destroying some of the right. Right-wing extremists, they have to be very extreme before they want to go to battle to save monuments. They have to be very extreme to save the Confederate flag. He is peddling a message that nobody really wants to hear. They may want some of the outcomes. I'm not saying they don't. That there are plenty of whites who want to keep blacks suppressed, keep them in their place, and keep them from voting. But certainly, they don't want to do it this way.
While we're on this, July 4th did see a spike in gun violence. New York Police Chief Terrence Monaghan described the holiday as one of the most violent weekends we've had in recent history and said June had also been record-setting. 65 people shot in New York, 87 in Chicago, homicides climbing in various other cities. Any thoughts?
Well, a couple of thoughts. One, there were almost no homicides when the heavy lockdown was on. In a sense, the neighborhoods were protecting the neighborhoods. When you broke that up, and then the thugs and the hoodlums and others say, hey, people have goods, we don't have them, we're going to take them. And then there's a kind of a pent-up anger that the president helps to stoke, blacks and whites, young and old, et cetera, that came out. But in America, the way people deal with problems is with guns. And that's what has to stop. If the guns aren't there, the violence isn't there.
Another big story this week, Ghislaine Maxwell, former girlfriend and partner in crime to Jeffrey Epstein, the...
You mean your friend, Ghislaine? Are we talking about the same person?
Look, last year took his own life, such as it were. Lots of famous people, including Trump, going to be sweating this one, Ed. Look, as you said, around the time of Epstein's death, the truth has to come out. Is it that time?
I think she holds the Trump card, if I can say so. these guys were not just casual acquaintances. And she's the person who arranged cameras in rooms, arranged names, dates, and places. This is her get-out-of-jail card. And she's going to play it. I hope there's very heavy security for her because Donald Trump is in the thick of this. He's not a peripheral player. Now, I'm sure he's calculating some mishap or the jury taking a long time or what have you, but he knows. You can tell by his new distractions that he is distracted by this. And if his people are beside him, and we're beside him after the Hollywood Access thing, I think he'll abandon them now because this is something that's gone on for too long and the seriousness of the crimes are too deep. Anyone close to him, including Prince Andrew, will not go unscathed, but she can go free if she coughs them up.
Russian bounties on US soldiers. I feel like this was a big story for about a week and now it's just gone. Why aren't we hearing more?
That's a mystery to me. I'm not sure at all, because certainly among the key actors, there's been a lot of talk. People on the House Intelligence Committee, Senate Intelligence Committee, and the like. But how and why this has gone quiet is a real mystery. It could be that COVID has taken such a toll on the Congress ability to meet, and to meet closely enough so they can develop a strategy on this issue, they've gone quiet. But you can be sure this is going to be big in the ad campaign against Trump.
Speaking of COVID, White House Press Secretary Kayleen McEnany claimed this week the United States is a global leader in the fight against COVID, which, holy hell, I mean, they've told some whoppers in their time, but it's hard to imagine how anyone can say that with a straight face.
Well, she just misspoke. The United States is a global leader in COVID. It has more than anybody else. It has more people dying than anybody else. It has the worst tracking of any country in the world. The U.S. is the leader. And please don't take that away from us.
Meanwhile, with cases over 3 million, the Trump administration is pushing for schools to reopen in the fall. How are states doing in terms of making up the response, Ed?
Well, the only state that's really responded in this by counties in Florida, the largest county in Florida, the chairman of the board said they're not going to open. They're placing the lives of their students and their staff above a call for reopening. And the governor hasn't called for this. This governor of Florida is in real trouble. Florida is out of sight because he opened way too soon. So did Texas. I don't think anyone's going to follow Trump's lead on this one. I do agree, and we have kids going back to school here. The social activities of schools is very important. And I hope they can arrange some way the kids to go to school 1 or 2 days a week so they have some kind of social activities along with the learning activities they'll get online, or we'll have another kind of zombie children playing in all mischievous ways if they are not allowed to do some kind of social recreation. So I agree, the schools need to be opened in some way, but not 5 days a week.
And south of the border, worth mentioning, Jair Bolsonaro has managed to catch COVID himself, but it's okay. He's been treating himself with that miracle drug, hydroxychloroquine, in anticipation of a positive result. Thoughts, Ed?
Have you received the notice of his funeral? I think they're going around now. And I don't think he's really taking hydroxychloroquine. He's hoping for the best. There are quite a few people, including the mayor of Atlanta, who have the disease and aren't suffering any dire consequences from it. Not unlike Boris Johnson. It's possible that in 2 or 3 weeks, he'll be fully recovered, and then he could have some relapses. We don't know, but he is skating with fire here. And if it catches, then his term of office is over, and maybe his life.
Israel, the West Bank expansion. Benjamin Netanyahu planned to annex further parts of the West Bank starting on July 1st. Now, this isn't happening, or at least not yet. The whole situation, I would have to say, lacks clarity. International pressure and a loss of support from Trump, thanks to his own issues at home, seem to have played a part. But what's going on, Ed?
The other part is COVID. Expansion now might put more people's lives in danger, Israelis' lives in danger, as they expand. So he's playing it smart by not expanding, because he's afraid that it won't be the guns of the Arabs, but the COVID of the Israelis that will pull them down.
And catching up on Black Lives Matter, some of this obviously circles back to what we were talking about at the top here, but one nice story we didn't get around to last week was the Black Lives Matter that's going to be painted in front of Trump Tower in New York. Look, as you said last week, Ed, Confederate flags coming down, statues are coming down, history is happening.
Maybe there'll be Black Lives statues that go up around the country. I don't know, but Trump is making this hard on the nation and hard on himself. The Black Lives Matter painted in front of his tower in New York is symbolic. And this symbolism is hate, and the hate is growing on both sides. I despair at this, and we certainly need people at the top. The military step forward, but we need more people at the top. Even Lindsey Graham has stepped forward, but more Republicans have to say, this is not the way of the future for America. We have got to stop it.
Well, perhaps underlining that exact point, Stone Mountain, Georgia, around 1,000 heavily armed militia marched through the park on Saturday. And I must admit, I watched the video of this when it first popped up on my Twitter feed without taking in the context. And honestly, about a half dozen people in, I thought to myself, oh, they're all black. The Not Fucking Around Coalition were challenging white supremacist groups to come out and either confront them or join them in anti-government protests. And it certainly made one hell of a statement. Any thoughts?
I don't have any thoughts on this one. I think this is kind of a sideshow. It hasn't carried very much or very far. Stone Mountain is really a monument to the Confederacy. In many ways, I've been there myself. I felt very uncomfortable in that setting. But let's see what happens with this. This is kind of the playground of Confederate issues. And it's really important that we start figuring out where to go rather than tearing things down from the past.
And finally, this week, rapper, genius, voice of a generation, Kanye West has entered the presidential race. Ed, I'm not sure how familiar you are with the works of Mr. West, but how do you like his chances?
Another distraction. Kanye West is, I believe, a felon for beating up his wife or girlfriend or somebody. He's a genius at distraction. He and Trump mingle in the same crowd. He may be very good at music, but his politics will drive many blacks to vote for anyone other than the Republicans.
I think you might be getting a little confused with some of the others in that particular speech. He did have a criminal record, been wiped due to paparazzi. There was a paparazzi incident rather than a domestic incident there.
All right. I don't want to smear the man.
No, certainly.
Unfortunately, I did that and I apologize for that comment.
Not a worry in the world. But just before I let this one go in terms of the distraction, I think the big concern is West is running on a largely Republican platform.
But that's great.
Yes. But I think,
and if he gets Republican votes, that's wonderful. Enough to take down Trump.
It just seems to me, though, he's more likely to distract those who are sick of Trump, but more likely to take a vote for Biden or an anti-establishment vote. I mean, assuming he runs a genuine campaign, despite being too late for the ballot in a bunch of states, is it a real fear he could draw away, that distraction could draw away from Biden?
Yes, he would draw votes away from Trump. Some of the people just saying, I just want to keep myself on the voting roll, so I'll vote for him. And I'm a Republican, but I can't vote for Biden and his crowd, so I'll vote for Kanye West. No one's taking him seriously. And he's no serious threat to take electoral votes away from anybody, except in Florida, where you never know. One or two votes there can make the difference. And I don't know whether Kanye West would be on the ballot in Florida, but if there's any place I'd like to have him on the ballot, it is in Florida.
Ed and I will be taking a break next week, but we'll be back in 2 weeks with all the latest news and politics from out of the United States. Don't miss out. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast and check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.